We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The rave reviews still coming in for Hustle. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Welcome into Maggie and Perloff. Kyrie Irving isn't going anywhere. I mean, this is going to be fun to talk about, and we can go through all the different machinations, Perloff, but Kyrie's not going anywhere. And it's partially Kyrie, it's partially his situation, it's partially the money. There's a million different ways to slice this and dice this, but all roads point back to Brooklyn. That's where he will be at the start of the next NBA season.
Then explain the Shams report today on The Athletic that Kyrie Irving could possibly test the free agency market. Explain it, Maggie.
Okay, I'll explain it this way. We're going through a contract negotiation in real time, which is not that fun or sexy to talk about, but that's what's happening. This is going to play out publicly. And the reason why it's going to play out publicly, from my vantage point, is because the Nets want this to play out publicly. They want to use all the public sentiment that is against Kyrie, the fact that he is a polarizing figure, and I'm not making him out to be a martyr. I know he thinks he is. I'm not doing that. But this does feel like a play from the team side because they want him to look like, oh, he wants out now. And what would that do for Kevin Durant? And how dare he? And this and that. And talk about all his flaws because that helps them in a contract negotiation. This is just pulling back the curtain. What I see out of the Brooklyn Nets, it might be a smart play. Maybe he takes less than the max, but I don't think he's going anywhere.
Okay, so if you're the Nets and he's not going anywhere, he opts in for this year, $37 million. How comfortable are you at night if you actually have to sign him for 5 years?
Not comfortable at all. Just like the 76ers are not going to be comfortable signing James Harden to whatever they sign him to.
And Irving's 4 years younger than James Harden.
And sometimes it just gets uncomfortable, but this is the sort of, I'd say, bed you made when you gave Kyrie Irving the first contract. He brought Kevin Durant. The Harden stuff ended up being a whole other drama-filled thing, but Durant's still here. If Durant's here, he's going to want Kyrie. They're going to stay together, and the two stars have a lot of power in this organization, and they're the ones who are going to have the leverage. And listen, Kyrie might not have the leverage to get the full max, just like James Harden can't, but you've already like gone this far down the road, and then the other part of it is Kyrie doesn't have a lot of trade value right now. You know that he's a great player when he's engaged and when he's healthy, but he doesn't have a lot of trade value. Have you seen some of the like mock fake trades out there? Like none of those bring the Nets closer to a championship rather than just riding with Kyrie.
Yeah, here's the thing though. If Kyrie does stay, which I think, like you, it's most likely, like this team's not winning a title. Like last year we saw, they basically, like, they didn't play any kind of real offense. It was just KD with a one-on-one move, Kyrie. Like, it just doesn't feel like
they didn't play any defense.
This is the dream of the Nets winning a title, to me, feels over.
Then explain why Vegas has them third in odds of winning a title going into next year. And that's with Ben Simmons. We don't even know if he'll ever play again.
It's kind of like how the Cowboys and the Raiders get a lot of public money, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but not third best.
You'd be shocked. Like, the Raiders and Cowboys have been in the top five, like, multiple years.
Yeah, but I get it. You just had the Nets who got swept out of the first round.
I've seen them tied, actually, with the Bucks and the Celtics. Warriors won. Then I'm seeing them, like, sort of at the same spot as the Bucks. Like, It's crazy to me that the Bucks are not higher than the Nets.
Well, I mean, yeah, and maybe that's a little Vegas playing in on the superstars and trying to get a little money going in on both sides.
Yeah.
But I would also say, like, where's the good option here? I mean, this is, to me, the only potential wild card, and it still seems incredibly far-fetched. The Lakers? Why? Because LeBron won a title with Kyrie Irving. He also won one with Anthony Davis. I don't see how this would possibly happen here for the Lakers. The Nets are not taking Russell Westbrook. As much as that would solve a headache for the Lakers, they're not taking Westbrook.
Well, let's hope so.
that would be wild.
You know, the one that makes perfect sense, I think everybody saw this and hit a light bulb in everybody's mind, every NBA fan. Like, of course Kyrie Irving's going to be a Knick. He's just like, he's 1 year away from Kemba Walker as a Knick. Like a 30, an injury prone 30.
He's better than Kemba Walker.
Yeah, but Kemba Walker was like a 5-time All-Star. He's not that much better than him. It's like a,
But you watch basketball. You know Kyrie Irving is a better player than Kemba Walker.
Kyrie Irving will follow in the lines of Steph Marbury, Derrick Rose, Kemba Walker, Raymond Felton, every overpriced point guard, Allen Iverson, Steve Francis, who ended their career as a Knick.
What did we determine? AI went to a training camp with the Knicks?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yes, he's better than Kemba Walker, but remember Kemba Walker was the answer? Like, people were hyped on Kemba Walker 3 years ago. You forget.
No, it was, yes, but it was also like last year they took a flyer on Kemba. Like, that part of it, yes, I'll agree with you that Kyrie may end up with the Knicks someday, but that's not going to be today.
Wait, you know, that was not just a flyer on Kemba Walker. Like, they wanted Kemba Walker for a decade in New York.
Well, I know, but the deal was, I think it was like 2 years and $18 million.
And how far apart do you think Kemba Walker and Kyrie Irving are in age?
Oh, in age? Probably not, but
Kemba's 32.
I know, but I have Kyrie Irving, who I could have made a legit case was snubbed from the 75 greatest players of all time. But Kemba Walker wouldn't sniff that list. No offense to him.
Well, he's a 4-time All-Star. Anyway, to me, there are similarities. They're undersized. Like, all they can really do is dribble and score. Like, they're not real defensive factors.
No.
They're not Steph Curry-like shooters. Kyrie's a lot closer. But I don't know, like, show me a player like Kyrie who's helping anybody win a title right now. I just don't see him as, like, the modern NBA title-winning player. Maybe I'm missing something.
Well, I mean, he did win a title, so you can't say that he's
in
2016.
In 2016,
right. There's been some miles and some injuries since then.
And he's good at riding LeBron's coattails, like many players.
Okay, well, yeah, a lot of people rode LeBron's coattails. You could say KD rode other coattails. Like, we can do the coattails thing. No, he's not the bus driver, according to Barkley, but he could be a bus rider. And I still think Kyrie has value. Just, I don't think it would show itself on the trade market. If he's engaged and healthy, if for a playoff run, like, I think for a whole season, I know that sounds kind of crazy, I think Kyrie Irving is a really, really special player. And obviously, Kevin Durant loves Kyrie Irving. Does LeBron James love Kyrie Irving to the point where he would say to the front office, this is a guy we have to get, move heaven and earth? I don't even think that would work. I really don't. I just don't see it.
Well, actually, didn't LeBron choose Russell Westbrook?
He's so not a great GM.
But, I mean, even, like, at this point, the Lakers can, after all the drama we had last year to go in on Kyrie, that would just be like, that would make Winning Time on HBO, the show about the 80 Lakers, seem like polite drama. Yes. Like, if they brought in Kyrie after last year's mess, that's just too insane. That can't really happen, can it?
Well, it depends if you think that Kyrie is the solution or an obstacle. You know, players see stuff that we don't see. Obviously, LeBron saw something in Westbrook that the whole basketball world was trying to tell him, no, don't do this. And he was like, step on the gas. Let's just go straight 100 miles an hour towards this thing. Maybe LeBron sees this with Kyrie. So the glory days of them together.
I saw a funny tweet from a buddy of mine. He said the Nets should do the Russell Westbrook trade, then trade to get Harden back and just reunite the 2012 Thunder and just
Let's
go
see
for
how it.
It
looks a decade later.
Well, basically, there's been some form of that weird team a couple times now. I don't get it. Just feels like everything just feels off about this. Like, it feels like negatives and distressed assets and players who are not living up to what they should be living up to. Doesn't this feel like a negative conversation?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting conversation.
It's definitely interesting, but I feel like the way people are painting Kyrie, it's like, oh, this guy wants so much money and he's just going to tank another franchise.
That's exactly how he's being covered. It seems like the Nets are putting this out, and I'm not blaming him for it. They're trying to get some kind of leverage, but I hate if this is indeed true and if I'm right and if it's coming from the Nets side. It is trying to paint him as, you know, like somebody who, of course, you know, we would say on the outside, he's not worth a max deal. You know, just like we said that about Harden, of course he's not worth a max deal. So if a player's trying to have a contract negotiation, it makes the player look bad.
Well, okay, but we don't know for sure.
Yeah. This is just my hypothesis of being in the media for a long, long time.
Shams is an agent guy, though.
You never know.
Yeah, well.
You got to play 3D chess on this stuff, Perloff. You got to understand who, where it could be coming from, and then who would know that, and then play it against each other. I mean, this one's like five layers deep, and I love it.
But aren't you most likely to get that completely wrong if we're trying to analyze 3D chess?
We might. Maybe it's from Kyrie's point of view. I don't know. There's so many fascinating parts of this.
Why would the team say that Kyrie might test a free agency market? That actually weakens the team's stance. That sounds like a player.
No, you could also, yes, that could be the players trying to get some leverage. But you could also do like the weather balloon thing, right? Where you put this out to see who comes calling. Like, you don't know. Maybe there's another team out there or another owner or somebody who's always coveted Kyrie Irving who could come out of the woodwork. Maybe you're trying to do this for the Knicks. Maybe James Dolan ends up saying, move hell and high water, we need to get Kyrie Irving. There's 100 different ways to make this public, reasons rather, to make this public and just sort of see what falls out, what shakes out.
How do you know it's not the agent who's driving that? That's what I'm saying. Like, it could be like this free agency. Like, that sounds like a very agent-driven sentence. Kyrie's going to test the market.
Well, I mean, his agent is a stepmother. It's not like he's with some big, powerful agency that is, you know, the puppeteers of the NBA with CAA and some of these other agencies that really like move things around. So maybe it is just, you know, his stepmom and agent sort of floating things out.
The funniest outcome as an NBA fan would be if he did not opt in, then signed a 6-year deal with the Magic. I would just laugh so hard.
We're like going all in.
Yeah. Or give me three teams with like with space, like Thunder, Magic, Hornets. I don't know who has space. Hornets are probably too good. But I would love to see him just be like, you know what? I don't need your money. I'm going to go for the max at a non-contender.
You know, it's so funny that you say that because just as I was saying, you put this out there, you never know what shakes out. What if Michael Jordan always loved Kyrie Irving? You never know. Maybe Charlotte makes him.
Can have him.
I know. Probably could have had him a couple times.
Yeah, no, I would love. But then does Kyrie say, well, I'm not going to Charlotte?
I think that I'm assuming he has a no trade.
No. But he's a free agent after June 29th.
No, so. But if he opts in.
Oh, do they do that in the NBA, a no trade clause?
Definitely. Of course. Famously, Carmelo Anthony had one.
So Kyrie has to agree to the trade after the sign.
I would just assume because he had so much leverage to, you know, it was like they were blessed. They were both blessing Brooklyn with their presence, he and KD. I'm assuming they gave him everything they wanted. Yes, Samter?
So, like, the two teams that, like, seem to be linked most closely with potentially trading for Kyrie, I'm obviously the Knicks, but whatever.
Yeah.
Are the two LA teams. So if you're the Clippers, forget about the net side of it. If you're the Clipper, I guess both sides, would you trade Paul George for Kyrie Irving?
God, no, not in a million years.
I don't know. See, but there's also a Kawhi part to that. Remember, Kawhi and Paul George wanted to play together. So do you split that up? I can't imagine two different players than Kawhi Leonard and Kyrie Irving for two totally different reasons.
100%, but maybe, maybe Kawhi needs that Kyrie guy.
The Clippers would not offer Paul George. Paul George just has had two great years in Clippers, except for like 2 years ago.
The injuries.
Right, but you have to offer somebody that Nets are going to want back to build their title team with KD, and there's nobody else. Like, if you're going to trade a star, you need to either get a star back if you're looking to contend, or you need to get pieces back so that you can build for the future. The Nets aren't looking to build to the future, right? They're looking to get a star back for Kyrie if they were to make a move.
Plus, and Clippers and Lakers have no trade. They have no draft picks, and I don't think the Nets want any draft picks.
So, like, if you're the Clippers, the only option really is either Kawhi or Paul George. You're not getting rid of Kawhi, even though he's hurt. Like, it's Paul George or that's it. And if you're the Lakers, same thing. The Nets aren't taking Westbrook under any circumstance. So the only option really is Anthony Davis. Now, on paper, it sounds ridiculous, but AD's played 49 games on average the last 4 years. If you're the Lakers, do you have a better chance to win with Kyrie or with AD, knowing that he's never healthy?
I bet you.
No, all around.
I bet you my mortgage they would not offer Paul George for Kyrie Irving. Like, that is not going to be discussed.
You're probably right, but if
Anthony Davis even less likely. There's no way.
Right, so then there's no chance that he's getting traded to the Lakers or the Clippers, because those are the only two guys that the Nets would take back.
We've talked earlier in the show. Bill Simmons put out some fake Kyrie trades. The Clippers have Luke Kennard, the NBA's leading 3-point shooter, and Morris. I don't know which Morris. One of the two Morrises is there.
Just guess. You're 50-50 on whether you get it right.
So I think the Clippers want to put together a bunch of garbage to try and get Kyrie. And
but for me, the Nets are taking back garbage? Like a bunch?
Yeah, they definitely will.
Well, the thing about the Nets, too, is that they're already almost maxed to salary, like to the hard cap, by only paying six players. And that doesn't even count Kyrie. Like, we're talking about teams that are so, like, heavily into the luxury tax here. Maybe they would like to take back, you know, a 4-for-1. I don't think they'd actually get that, but something like that. Let's go to the phones. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. JJ's in California. He's got an idea. What's up, JJ?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, Paul George ain't leaving L.A. That ain't happening.
I don't think so.
Second of all, what do you think about Kyrie getting traded down to the Heat for Tyler Herro?
I love this. The Heat is perfect. I don't know why Tyler Herro doesn't play defense. Give him Lowry and Herro. Yeah.
I mean, I could think about right now, if they would have been playing Boston like they was, and they had Irving instead of Herro, they probably would have beat Boston.
Yeah, I think it helps both teams. Hero's 22 years old. He's an All-Star. He was Sixth Man of the Year.
I'm not
a Herro guy necessarily,
but don't you have Joe Harris? How different is Joe Harris and Tyler Herro?
I think they're very different. Duncan Robinson and Joe Harris are the same person. Herro is much more of a shot creator.
I guess.
Much more athletic.
But what the Nets need is some defense. Do you think Tyler Herro is going to bring that?
I don't know. I feel like Tyler is pretty long. Like, he's not like, he's pretty athletic, pretty long. I think Herro, Ben Simmons, Kevin Durant is a lot more interesting than some of these other options. Yeah, like if you gave him Herro, maybe you throw in Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, but Duncan Robinson could barely get on the court in the playoffs, and Tyler Herro, ditto.
Herro's hurt. Herro's hurt. No, Herro's a big.
He was a big contributor to the finals team, obviously in the bubble, and then last year to win Sixth Man. But
I don't think the Heat would really do that, though.
Does Kyrie fit in with Heat culture?
I don't know, but I don't think that he would give up a 22-year-old Tyler Herro for Irving. Like, you got to look at the
age. There were some trade rumors that that Tyler Herro was being shopped. We did hear that.
Right. I think they need to get more in return. There was, like, way back, there was a Tyler Herro, Ben Simmons. But I don't think they're going to give up. Because I think, depending on the money, like, he's on the downside. Can we all admit that?
So that's the weird thing about Kyrie. Yes, of course. He's not what he used to be, but there's always that what if. What if he's engaged? What if he's healthy? When you're watching him, it's unbelievable. He's finals tested. You don't have to worry about that. It's just like, it's all the what if. All about it. 855-212-4CBS. And in turn, the Nets are a big what if. 855-212-4227. Now, if Kyrie Irving is traded, there is one big loser, in that deal. We'll get to that in just a moment. Just getting going here on Maggie and Perloff. So glad to have you on this Monday. So much to get to today. We want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS. You can find us on Twitter at Maggie and Pearl, Facebook.com/Maggie and Perloff, Instagram Maggie and Perloff. We've got a YouTube channel. It's awesome. Go check it out. Subscribe. We're back in a minute with your Kyrie calls.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.